Today we share with you some of the significant challenges that the region is facing as it struggles with the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the biggest concerns is getting people back to work. The International Labour Organization says that 34 million people in the Caribbean and Latin America have lost their jobs because of the pandemic, some of them temporarily. It warns of the need to adopt immediate strategies to face the labor crisis, adding that the situation could generate an amplification of inequalities in the region, even as early indications of recovery have been observed in recent weeks. One ILO official says, "We face an unprecedented challenge, that of rebuilding the region's labor markets, which implies facing structural failures that have worsened with the pandemic, such as low productivity, high informality, and inequality of income and opportunities of decent work." He was speaking during a press conference where the ILO released the second edition of its Labor Overview in Times of COVID-19, Impacts on the Labor Market and Income in Latin America and the Caribbean. In that document, it warns of a drastic contraction of employment, hours worked, and income. But the report also highlights that, as of the third quarter of 2020, there has been a recovery in the levels of economic activity in employment and a return to the labor force. Employment is not the only cause for concern, though. As we've seen here in Barbados, there's also a big worry about getting children back to school. In our case, a family of six is now in quarantine, and the Ellerslie School is closed for cleaning for 2 weeks, with many questioning the wisdom of reopening schools at this time. But a similar concern exists in Antigua.
The administration team at the Allen Academy has taken the decision to temporarily close schools with immediate effect after both parents of a student tested positive for the coronavirus. In a message to parents, the school's administrator said the student had tested negative. However, the entire family is in isolation as per government advice. Parents were notified that while the student was not at school on Monday, the closure was a precautionary measure until the student goes for further testing this week. The school also stated that the details of the distance learning would be issued today and advised students to check their Zoom accounts and emails, as important information will be sent out. This is the second school to take action in recent weeks due to the dreaded virus. Last week, the St. John's Lutheran Primary suspended some classes and told those students to quarantine for 2 weeks due to COVID-19 concerns.
And this is the situation in Jamaica.
Education stakeholders, particularly those who faced severe challenges yesterday for the official start of virtual school, are hoping for a better day today. President of the Jamaica Association of Principals of Secondary Schools, JAPS, Linvern Wright, says there were several challenges with the official reopening of schools virtually yesterday. Mr. Wright noted that there was widespread connectivity issues for most schools that he surveyed. He added that limited gadgets were available to facilitate some students online. And principals of rural institutions say they had to deliver worksheets to students living in remote locations because they were unable to participate in online classes. Principal of Lennon High School in Clarendon, Frederick Lattery, described the day as challenging. Principal Lattery says the school is trying to facilitate students who do not have access to the internet.
So you find that quite a number of our students, they don't have access to internet. So you find that that is a challenge. We had to be setting up drop-off points for worksheets for students and content page. And that is how that is the major part of our duty, to work out the logistics for the worksheets and get them out to the students. About 20% of my students may be able to have access to internet. 969 students. Access to electricity is a challenge in some areas, but the access to connectivity will be the biggest issue that we have.
Meanwhile, principal of Albertown High School in Trelawney, Dwayne Edwards, says WhatsApp was used to conduct classes.
Well, today we primarily use WhatsApp to interact with the students because we're yet to receive our credentials from the ministry in order to have our students access the Google Suite.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.